Gotta respect the bell. Welcome back. Final segment on a Wednesday of Crunch Time. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus involved with those stories. There's also a pending option. I'm Alex. Crunch Exchange brought to you by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Located 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number 541-484-2444. It's a lot of fours, not that many fours. A big time trade in the dead of the night last night between the Chiefs and the NFL franchise in DC. Forever disrespected and hated on, Alex Smith is coming off the best year of his career, over 4,000 yards, 26 scores, 5 interceptions. But we all still hate on him because he has small hands and the Chiefs always lose. It's the second time in his career he's been traded to give way to the young up and comer. We saw how that worked out for the 49ers. How will it work out for the Chiefs? The prospectus. Kansas City trading away Alex Smith to give way to Patrick Mahomes was a smart move.
Well, do we evaluate for 2018 only moving forward?
Probably would have had to have done it eventually, but how about right now?
Yeah, I think they would have had him for one more year. So I'm kind of leaning towards I like the move because I think Mahomes could play. So I'm going to buy that one. I feel like pending would have been cheating.
Sure, fair enough. The other side of the trade has the DC franchise making a pretty big statement. Not only did they go out and get a Pro Bowl quarterback with the highest rating in the NFL, but they also showed that they have finally going to move on from Kirk Cousins, who had been fantastic for them. But they just, for whatever reason, could not figure out a long-term deal with him. So now they have officially given up. They also gave up in the deal a good young corner in Kendall Fuller, who had 4 picks and 55 tackles last season at the age of 22. Smith just had his best year. He also just turned 33, so who knows how much he has left in the tank. So the prospectus, the deal was smart for Washington.
I don't know about Washington going older and giving up on Fuller, who everybody raves about.
And a draft pick, too.
I'm going to go with history here. We know the Browns screw up a lot to become the worst. Washington screws up enough to never really matter. So I'm going to sell that.
Another angle of the Cousins issue is the teams that will try to lure him into the fold. One of those teams was expected to be the Jags, who are obviously really close, but were hampered at times by Blake Bortles, who ended up with 21 scores, 13 picks, 3,600 yards, which is the lowest since his rookie year. And he is set to make $19 million this year, just had surgery on his wrist, and Kirk Cousins is frankly better. But today, the Jags said they are sticking with Bortles, according to a story on CBSSports.com. The NFL is not for long if you don't take a few risks and have them pay off. So while getting rid of a guy who just got you to the AFC title game seems silly, Cousins is a better quarterback. So the prospectus, the Jags should go after Cousins and move on from Bortles.
Wow. First, everybody's looking at it from Jacksonville's angle. I'm trying to look at it from Cousins' angle. What always concerns me about Bortles is 17, 18, 16, 13. His interception total from the first 4 years. And you throw out the 1 year where he had 35, man, his TD to pick ratio. I mean, Cousins is better. If they want to play by that, you never know when the window is going to close. Boy, that seems like that would make them a contender again. I think they should pursue it. I'll buy that.
It just seems like nobody wants to pull the trigger with Kirk Cousins. It's so weird. There is just no way around the fact that Fox is sort of the best at covering the NFL. CBS, NBC, ESPN have their moments, but when you think of the NFL, you kind of think of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman in the opening music to every Fox NFL broadcast. Well, today the network attached itself to the dying cow that was Thursday Night Football. Basically, nobody likes Thursday Night Football, but as long as the Players Association doesn't take a stand against it, it would remain a thing. And now there's about 3.3 billion reasons it will never go away after Fox got the rights today. So how will this work out? Can Fox save the night? The prospectus, Thursday Night Football being on Fox will help it be a better product.
Yeah, the football is the football is the football. And it's, remember, Thursday night and Monday night, still one prime time. So we're all going to keep tuning in. And I have a feeling that some of the negatives that hindered viewership last year is going to evaporate. Fox, when they got the NFL the first time, it was a jolt, and people were really stoked about it. So I just think it'll continue. How's this? By not dipping, it makes it a little bit better of a product, so I'll buy that.
James Harden had himself a night, recorded the first ever 60-point triple-double in NBA history. Also became the first Rockets player to score 60 in a game, passing Calvin Murphy's 57. Also became the first player to ever get 10 assists in a game in which they scored 60 points. Jordan and Westbrook had done it at 57 points. Right now, Harden leads the league in scoring at 31 points per game, ahead of Antetokounmpo at 29, Steph Curry at 28, LeBron at 27, and Anthony Davis at 26. I think if you asked most people, they'd probably say Steph is the best scorer in the NBA, but he doesn't have to score as much as Harden because he plays with Durant and Clay. But Harden is sort of undeniably great at this point. So the prospectus, James Harden is the best scorer in the NBA right now.
By the way, every Houston fan's favorite player is Mario Hezonja. He's the guy who fouled Harden on a three when he hit it with 56 points, then took a total chuck where he got the easiest rebound ever to complete the triple-double. But the best scorer right now? Right now, this year, as we're speaking.
Leads the league in scoring right now, yes.
Yeah, Harden's gone unconscious. This is, what's that, 350-point games this year already? As we speak right now, Harden is the best scorer in the NBA. Plus, he just scored 60, so I'll buy that.
I jumped the gun a little bit there.
A little bit.
Well, well, well. Tiger Woods actually finished a tournament. He has actually finished all four rounds of both of his recent tournaments, the Hero World Challenge, and, of course, the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, where he finished in a tie for 23rd. Very respectable. Seven shots off the lead. Better yet, still no reports of any back discomfort. It sure looks like Tiger might actually be on the road to recovery and perhaps finding his way back into the game. Of course, the end game is the Masters in April. He still has a long road to be able to do it. The Genesis Open, the Honda Classic loom, and if he can get through those, then he will likely be able to tackle Augusta. So, how about it? The prospectus. Tiger's recent results show he will be able to compete in the Masters in April.
Compete or contend? Because he's going to tee it up the way it looks right now.
Let's do both. How about compete first?
Put it this way. On the 15th hole Friday, I'm still like, well, he's not even going to make the cut. This is really just a borderline depressing to where I am now. I'm actually, the fact I'm thinking about it means I'm going to go from no way to pending because I will see him play between now and then.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Yeah. I actually had to go back through my timeline to three different guys on Sunday night, and I told one of them, who was really insistent and talking about club head speed, and I was wrong and this and that, and I was as insistent as he was. I was like, dude, if you're ever in Eugene, dinner and drinks are on me. I was wrong. And I got the LOL, well done, appreciate it. But anyway, now the next time he tees it up, it's going to be not 2,000, but a lot of people are like, are we really going to see something insane here?